Let's talk Run and Rebel basketball.
If you gave me a choice, my first choice would have been UNLV.
Nice shot, Jalen Poynter. Rebels red hot from outside.
You know, when you go to work every day, you get a chance to hang out with some fine men like this.
Green for a three, and he hits it. Tyrell Green can shoot it.
Makes you feel good about the profession you chose.
Puts it up with the right hand and in. Nice body control by Dwayne Morgan.
Critical to me in the recruiting process that they wanted to be Rebels before they wanted to be pros.
Up ahead, Poyser, great pass. Slam dunk!
The young fella.
We're excited about the guys we brought in. Really, really passionate guys. You know, guys that love basketball and high character kids.
This is the Marvin Menzies Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. We'll do anything to sell you a car. The Marvin Menzies Show is also brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located at the 215 in South Rainbow, MGM Resorts International, a proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, and Teacher of the Game, Findlay Acura, the new definition of luxury, NV Energy, proud sponsor of the Governor's Series, because we're fans too, and by Findlay Volkswagen Henderson and Findlay North Volkswagen Centennial Hills. Now, live from the Bailiwick Gastro Pub inside the Orleans Hotel and Casino, alongside Coach Menzies, here are your hosts, Robert Smith and John Sandler.
Well, hi, everybody. Great to be with you on this Wednesday evening. And we are with you from a new venue. And before we get to Run Rebel basketball, we got to talk about this place. We, John Sandler, Robert Smith with you, Coach Menzies, battling traffic like we all do. He'll be with us very, very shortly. It was quite the gauntlet between here and the Thomas and Mack, where he was just finishing up practice a little while ago, so he will be here shortly. But, Robert, we are in Bailiwick, the new gastro pub here at the Orleans Hotel Casino.
Beautiful.
And it is absolutely jaw-droppingly beautiful. If you kind of just look at the bar itself, you'd think you were in one of the hippest bars in L.A. or New York or Chicago. This place is absolutely gorgeous, and it is going to be a terrific home for the Marvin Menzies Show this year and for years to come. And he must have done a marvelous job driving, because guess who just walked in? Coach Menzies will join us here in just a second. But this place is spectacular.
Hey, when I get married, I'm going to have my honeymoon here.
Are you? We'll tell Gloria about that.
You're right.
You know, she may have something to say about it. But it is really gorgeous, and we look forward to hosting a lot of Rebel fans here nights throughout the season as we go along, because this place is spectacular. Coach Menzies has arrived. Last night, Rebels got a chance to see him for the first time, Robert. The exhibition game against Dakota Wesleyan, they won the game 96-80. And just real quickly, top of your head, what just some quick impressions, and we'll bring Coach Menzies here in just a moment.
Well, I thought a couple of players stood out. Clyburn, I was very impressed with. Jalen Poyser, I thought, played well. Jones, I thought, played steady last night, as well as Uche. He did a great job.
Yeah, it really was. It was fun to see him, and it was fun to finally get a chance to see him on the floor and get a chance to see the guys get out there and begin to learn to play together, and that's something we're going to talk about. Well, it is his show, so we might as well welcome him. Coach Marvin Menzies joining us, and Coach, well done battling the traffic on Tropicana getting over here.
My old L.A. instincts kicked in a little bit.
Right. Baby.
Had to zip down Harmon, make a left on Cold Ball.
Hey,
you know.
That's smart.
All three of us are from L.A., and there's one thing about L.A. Everybody has their own route, right?
That's
everybody
right.
has their own way to get there.
You know, there's certain streets that are just user-friendly. If you're local, you got some user-friendly streets.
Exactly. Take over the
technology. Wait, hold on. What's the score? What is the score?
It's 1-1. 1-1.
Okay, all right.
1-1. You got a preference, by the way?
You
got a rooting interest?
You know, I'm going to pull for... You know, I didn't have a preference. I did want game 7. But now that we've arrived, I'd have to say I just... A little Chicago. Just the amount of time of misery, you know, that they've had to endure. You know, Cleveland just got the NBA. Come on, let's spread the wealth
right,
of love.
Spread it a little bit.
If I don't have one in the hopper, I'd have to say, I'd be happier maybe for Chicago.
I completely understand it. The only thing I'd say is, and I've been to Cleveland. I like Cleveland.
Love
but
Cleveland.
Chicago is one of the truly great cities in the country, and those people get to be in Chicago. The folks in Cleveland...
Well, Drew Carey is one of my good friends,
okay.
as you know, and you know he's been on me about the squeaking noise. he's just been ranting and raving about the Cavs winning, so I'm gonna have to pull for Chicago.
I got you. All right, well, we'll keep you posted, although I assume most of you are keeping tabs on that as you listen. 1-1 Cleveland and Chicago in the top of the fourth right now. Coach, wanted to start and sort of officially welcome you, if you will, back to Las Vegas.
Yep.
We all got a chance to work together back in the day when you were part of Lon Kruger's first staff.
That's right.
Low those many years ago, but you got here, you got hired in April, on the 21st of April, and to say that you had to hit the ground running is an understatement. The amount of things that you had to get done
right
between April 21 and let's say a week from Friday when the regular season opens,
right?
You didn't even have time to worry about how much it was, did you?
No, that's funny. You know, I really didn't. My friend, one of my boys, because you're talking about hit the ground running, one of my boys called me Fred Flintstone because it was literally just, oh my God, what a whirlwind. But the old saying, just keep your nose to the grindstone, and that's what we did. And we looked up, and as time kept passing, good things kept happening, and we kept getting great. You know, I'd get a commitment either from a staff member wanting to join that I really wanted, or a player, or a support staff member. And then as you put the team together, it's got a little taste of it last night. And as Robert mentioned, there's some bright spots already that people can get a little excited about. And I think anytime you have some newness, as we have, it's good to see some things that you can be happy about. And we saw that a little taste of that last night.
Robert and I started the broadcast last night with that word, new, because just about everything is new for the Runner Rebels this year, from top all the way down.
Yep.
What were some of the things you knew you had to get done right away when you took the job?
Well, I knew I was going to have to get some more suits because I plan on losing a lot of weight here. So that was the first thing, so I put Tammy on the case there. But, there was obviously, you look at the State of the Union back then a few months ago. And, I didn't have the luxury of time to really get out and grind the way I would have wanted to. Initially, when you get hired, you have a 60-day plan, so to speak. Mine was condensed a little bit.
Yeah,
so,
two-day plan.
Yeah, it was a two-day plan. Don't sleep. That was the thing first thing on the plan. But as you put your to-do list together every day, there was several things, and I don't think there was anything that was more of a priority than getting a quality staff. Because at the end of the day, the players that were available were the ones that were available, and you had to go after them. And obviously you want to compete early, so we had to make that a priority. But if you put together the right people and the right folks on the bus, then obviously you're gonna be able to have the longevity that you wanted. So that's where we got some home runs with Andre LaFleur, Rob Jeter, and Eric Brown.
Well, I will tell you that we spent a lot of time talking about the staff last night, and what a great assortment of folks that you put together as part of your staff. Things are about to get real happy around here. And Robert, you made the comment last night how impressed you are with the staff and the level of experience that they bring.
Right.
The amount of experience and the quality of the experience, because you can have guys who've been in coaching for a long time, mm-hmm. who've never done anything. All of these guys have done something.
That's right. Well, it just impressed me, the fact that the little time they had to put together a team, to put together a program, and to come out and score 90-something points, the first night. I know a lot of people say, well, the defense wasn't that well. But, just to do what they did in a little bit of time impressed me a lot.
It really was. Coach, talk about your staff a little bit. Brag a little bit on them, because they deserve it. Start with Andre LaFleur. I'm just going to work down the hall.
Yeah. Well, Andre's office is right next to mine, so obviously we'll cover him first. And he was the first hire. But Andre's a guy that I've known since, most people don't know this, but I've known Andre since he was probably, I think, 8 or 9 years old. we go back, as they say. So, Andre was a guy who had significant success, throughout his career as a player, playing for Jim Calhoun and going on to eventually working for Coach Calhoun at UConn, and he was a part of a lot of those championships that, that Jim had, not just for conference stuff, but he was a key assistant coach in recruiting Hashim Tabit and several other guards there that not that Hashim was a guard, but
right.
but some of the other guards that helped them win the national championship and also get to the Final Four. He just was a very very, very integral part of that program success, and then moved over to Providence. And then Chicago scored, and
2-1.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I was distracted there. 2-1. All right, back to LaFleur. So then Andre went to Providence with Ed Cooley. Had helped them turn that program there. And as you know, they had Chris Dunn, who Andre recruited, and went on to be at. I think he was number 5 pick in the draft last year. So, and I could rattle off a lot of his accolades, but bottom line, he's a rock star who I've known forever. Who's a head coach in waiting, and just a real, real gift and prize to have on our staff, and then going on and visiting a little bit more on the rest of the staff. Eric Brown was my second hire. Eric is another guy I've worked with previously. I've known him for over 25 years. Used to be assistant coaches, competing assistant coaches. When he was at LA Valley College, I was at Santa Monica College. I've known Eric for quite a spell as well, and. Eric's one of those guys that just is a true grinder, as they say. He's a guy who lives and eats and breathes and sleeps basketball. I told him he's got to start to pay a little more attention to his wife, and he's done that lately, and she seems to be happy, so that's good. Having those relationships were really, really important with those two guys. And then I had a chance to get outside the box a little bit, to be quite honest with you. Rob Jeter, my third full-time coach, was a guy that I didn't know. It was a weird, very, I shouldn't say weird, but maybe unorthodox hire in the sense that I had no connection, affiliation with him other than to know I followed him and I thought he was a tremendous coach. He reached out. I was kind of surprised he was interested. I thought he'd sit out a year or two. He had a bunch of money still coming from his previous gig, and not to put too much of his business out there, but the bottom line was, he had the luxury of time, but he had heard that I was a good guy, and he thought it would be a good fit, and he called. We talked 24 or 25 maybe phone calls later, after I couldn't find one thing wrong with him. We decided to get the marriage going, and he actually was out here 24 hours after we talked. Spent one day with him and knew that I wanted to work with him, so I was happy he was available. So kind of a different way to get somebody to become part of your family, but he's been a godsend.
We're gonna talk a little bit more. We're gonna take a break, but we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more in depth about their roles, how that's working, and then we'll get into the roster and start
you
talking about
it.
The players and get the fans to know these guys, because it is new,
right.
That is a big deal. Hey, Rebel fans, score some extra points with your team. Stop by Firehouse Subs at UNLV. Load up on meaty, cheesy Firehouse Subs before the game. Serve steaming hot and piled high on toasted private recipe sub rolls. Nobody beats their roster. One bite and you're hooked. Firehouse Subs at UNLV on Maryland Parkway, one block north of Tropicana. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick. Awesome new place that will open on November the 10th officially here at the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
At Brio, we know how important eating well and living well is to our guests. That's why Brio is excited to offer our lighter side of Tuscany menu with all items 550 calories or less. Not only are these creations light and flavorful, but they are true to the experience you've come to know as distinctly, deliciously Brio. So join us at Tivoli Village or Town Square for lunch or dinner and experience the lighter side of Tuscany today.
I'm John Barr, and I've got 30 seconds to tell you that for a great selection of vehicles, you just can't beat Finley Toyota. We're the largest Toyota dealer in the state of Nevada. Whether you're looking for a new 2017 or a 2016 model, a certified pre-owned vehicle, or a low-price used vehicle, Findlay Toyota has you covered. Come in today and have a look around. And remember,
at Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
There's a company out there dedicated to renewable energy for Nevada. A company utilizing 40 solar, wind, geothermal, and other projects across the state. adding jobs and providing enough clean energy to power 750,000 homes at once. So just who is this company providing so much renewable energy for Nevada? Well, you might be surprised. It's NV Energy.
For up-to-date breaking news on your UNLV Rebels, there's no better source than UNLVRebels.com, the official website of UNLV Athletics. UNLVRebels.com provides detailed content and results on all your favorite Rebel teams, with innovative photos, live game, and coaches show broadcasts, and in-depth interviews about your Rebels. UNLVRebels.com is your complete online source for sports news when you just have to know. Go to the source. Go to UNLVRebels.com.
Little floater underneath, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Have Morgan able to steal it back and lay it in. Nice job by Zion Morgan.
You're tuned into the Marvin Menzies Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. Alongside the coach, here's Robert Smith and John Sadler.
Clyburn penetrates up the green, right side Morgan. Morgan into the lane. Morgan, little floater underneath, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped around. Morgan able to steal it back and lay it in. Nice job by Zion Morgan.
It was so good, we heard it twice.
Zion Morgan with a little putback yesterday, one of the youngsters on this young Rebel team in last night's exhibition win over Dakota Wesleyan. Rebels will play another exhibition game Friday night, 7 o'clock, against New Mexico Highlands, and we'll be on the air. Robert and I have all the action starting at 6:30 with Runnin' Rebel warm-up. John Sandler, Robert Smith, head coach Marvin Menzies here at Bailiwick, the beautiful new gastropub inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. Opens officially on November the 10th, but if you're coming to watch the show, might let you in before that. We'll see about it, but I think we will. Coach, we were talking about your staff, and you went through Andre LaFleur from Big East and East Coast experience, Rob Jeter with experience in the Midwest, University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee head coach for many, many years.
Right.
Eric Brown, West Coast ties. You've got the country covered, experience, but the key is getting that staff to mesh and work together. How is that going?
Well, when you hire true professionals like these guys who have been in the fire, you know, they've been through good years and bad years. They've been with guys that, you know, really, really successful. You put yourself in a situation to hit the ground running. And, you know, it just already there's, you know, so many dynamics that I can go into that have occurred with a brand new staff. I sit in the seat and I go, you know, how do I approach this with the guys? And, you know, a few little things as far as, for example, where your family sits in the stands.
There you go.
You know, to complicated things like who's going to be in charge of what and how we communicate in practice so we're not talking over each other. I mean, there's ongoing decision making. The thing that has made it such a smooth transition with these three is that they're all in. All three of them have full buy-in. I was concerned about hiring somebody I didn't know, mm-hmm. like Rob. But I checked on his, not his references, but people I knew that knew him. When I made my calls on Rob, I didn't call his reference list. I called people that played against him, that coached against him, that were in his conference, that knew him. And I just got raving reviews about him. So, like I told you, he was a true godsend. So Rob's professionalism and Andre's and Eric's as well has allowed this transition to be seamless. And I mean literally seamless. And when they can even sense when I might have a tough topic and I'm putting on, and they're like, Coach, just tell us, we got you. What do you need? And so that's really easy to lead when guys give you what you need. Wow. That was pretty
amazing.
Smooth.
Yeah, it was.
That's right.
I like that.
That's right.
Robert, you've been around college basketball and professional basketball for a long time. Uh-huh. And as a player, you can sense when things are working well with the staff and when there's some challenges. And, you know, like any job, any profession, you get a number of different employees.
Right.
It can go well. It can have bumps. And this group seems so well meshed. Given the fact that everything's new, that's got to be critical.
It's got to be. And, you know, being around basketball for so many years, kids sense a lot of things, and they can tell if something's not right with a coach. And
100%,
you know, exactly. Yep. And it, you know, a lot of people don't realize that, but you have to be aware of that, especially around the kids, because once they figure that out, then it's either going to be a good thing or a bad thing. And, mm-hmm. And you guys have done a good job of that, coming in as early as you have. And it's tough. It's tough to go through a situation where, you know, coaches aren't getting along, or you know, even players. You know, you see it from a player standpoint as well as a coaching staff.
I'll give you an example of that. When you have a staff, and I've had to manage staffs that didn't have the chemistry that we have, mm-hmm. for example. And managing adults is a tough deal.
Yeah.
You can read as many books, you can go to, I don't care what you get your degree in, managing adults who have agendas and are driven by, a lot of times, different things, some by money, some by status. To keep them happy, you have to do several things. Mm-hmm. But the best way is to hire guys that are like-minded,
right.
and guys that are have the program as an emphasis and understand that, you know, the what you're trying to build and core values and core ethics that I think when you have tough decisions that might not be in their favor particularly, they still understand that your motivation is coming from the right place. Mm-hmm. And I've got guys that are like that. I mean, players will pick up, like Rob says, you know, players will pick up on, you know, a guy who's pushing his
yep.
recruits over
right,
another recruit
right,
and
right.
things of that nature. And so we don't have any of that nonsense. I don't stand for it. But in my earlier years, I'll be quite honest with you, when I first started at New Mexico State as a head coach, you know, that was one of my biggest challenges was managing adults
yeah.
and their own, you know, they're veeing for your attention and they, you know, they all like want to climb the
sure.
ladder and do their thing.
Yeah.
So they want to make you look, make themselves look great sometimes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's funny, you give a guy a list of things to do and they come back and tell you like they're completing the list as it's being completed. I'm like, yeah, okay. I mean, I literally would have some guys walk in and say, hey, by the way, when you told me about that, yeah, took care of that. That's all done. Okay, so why did you stop me to do what you were supposed to be doing?
Right.
So, but that's the mentality of some
yeah.
some folks. So you got to train them.
Yeah.
And if they have the understanding that they're going to benefit by building that program and by being successful as a unit, then all gets better.
You know, managing the adults is tough, right? But getting the right adults and putting them in the right seats, as they say, like the book Good to Great by, what was that, James Collins, I think, talks about, you know, getting the right people on the bus, but then putting them in the right seats.
Right.
If you have that, then managing them is easy.
It's easy.
Because
yeah.
it just runs.
It just flows. So what seats have you put them in? Who can you go through and talk about the responsibilities that Coach LaFleur, Coach Jeter, and Coach Brown have?
You know what? Some, but to be honest with you, we've got three head coaches. Rob has actually already been a head coach. So you got three guys that I feel are very multi-talented, so to speak. And so I have given some guys some different areas of responsibility, but they intersect in a lot of different ways too. Mm-hmm. For example, like Andre kind of has offense and defense because he's in charge of our individual skill development sessions, which are separate from practice. I got that from Coach Pitino. I stole a lot of stuff from him. So we actually
adopted.
Yeah, adopted. I stole it. I told him. I said, I'm going to use this. He said, hey, all right. I said, well, I'm doing it anyway. So, but we did. We would do things like that. Like what we would do is practice separately. We'll do our individual offensive skill development stuff in between classes or before classes begin. And then we'll come back and practice as a team later. Well, Andre has that whole section of the day, that, you know, that those 3 45-minute sections, segments where you have the kids on the floor in groups of, you know, 3 or 4 players at a time. And then you have the offensive end where Eric is predominantly working that and Rob's predominantly doing defense, but we cross over on
sure.
personnel. We cross and each guy can chime in. This is what I love about them. We're at practice. If let's say somebody has a drill, Eric's putting in whatever the drill is, or I'm putting in a drill, they all know they have the ability and the green light, so to speak, to jump in and coach and teach at any given moment. But we don't stumble over each other. We don't try to out-coach each other. We get in and we get out. We get the information to the kids. We deliver it at a pace that they're able to receive it. You know, the old saying, if what is it? If you hear, you forget, you see, you remember, and if you do, you understand. And all three of our coaches understand that philosophical approach, you know. So it makes for a good chemistry on the floor.
Yeah.
And we could see a little bit of it last night in the sense that we talked about it. The Rebels in the half court were already running plays. For the most part, their spacing was pretty good, and they understood that they showed that they had an understanding of the basic philosophy. Now, I know there's a ton of stuff that's going to be added and, you know, a whole bunch of other things that are going to go on, but that was great to see. We're taking another break. We're going to get into the roster, start talking about some of these guys in just a moment.
My boys.
Talk about your boys in just a second. Fans, if you're struggling with hip, knee, or shoulder problems, then you need experienced surgeons Dr. Michael Crivetti and Dr. Fred Balduini at Crivetti Orthopedics to get you back in your game. Visit ICanAgain.com. Today. Back with more of the Marvin Menzies radio show from the beautiful Bailiwick Gastro Pub inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
Hello?
Hey, Dad, I got the job.
That's awesome, honey. When do you start?
On Turkey Breast Day.
Subway helps you remember the important days. Wednesday is Turkey Breast Day. That's today's 3/56-inch sub of the day. Our turkey breast sub features tender turkey and has no artificial preservatives, flavors, or colors from artificial sources. For just $3.50, it's a great sub for a great price. Try a different $3.50 sub every day at Subway. Refers to subs made to standard recipe at participating restaurants. Additional charges for extras and deluxe may not be combined with other offers, coupons, or discount cards.
Take on any galaxy and take on the mission to enter Rogue One, a Star Wars story. Nissan's ultimate Access sweepstakes. You can win a VIP trip for two to see the opening showing at El Capitan Theater in Hollywood. Enter at NissanUSA.com/Star Wars Rogue One and visit your local Nissan dealer to see the new 2017 Rogue. Nissan, innovation that excites. No purchase necessary. Ends 11/27/16. Open to residents of the USDC 18 and older. For full details, including odds of winning and limitations on entry and prize, see official rules at NissanUSA.com/Star Wars Rogue One.
Close your eyes, except if you're driving. Now picture AAA membership. Picture road service, discounts, travel planning. Now picture the price. Nope, lower. AAA is just $56 a year. Join today and get a free Rebels roadside flashlight. Visit a AAA branch, call 1-800-JOIN-AAA, or go to AAA.com/Rebels. Offer good through December 31st, 2016. One per household while supplies last. Certain restrictions apply.
You couldn't miss that wedding, birthday party, or whatever event you felt obligated to attend. So you missed the game. And more importantly, the game program. Not to worry. IMGproducts.net has got you covered with official programs and yearbooks from many of the nation's top schools, plus conference and NCAA championships. Visit our new IMGproducts.net website to browse the hundreds of publications available. IMGproducts.net. We've got you covered.
Kramer has his pass tipped and stolen by Clyburn. Clyburn down the lane. Slam dunk!
Well, I tell you what, he's had his hands on a few of those.
Welcome back to the Marvin Menzies Show, presented by Findlay Toyota. Here again with the coach, Robert Smith, and John Sandler.
Out to Green. Green not looking to Green. This ball to Clyburn on the left side. Clyburn to Mooring on the left wing, trying to get it to Green. Green posting up. Instead, Mooring will take a three, and he'll hit it. He said, Jovan Mooring.
He said, I'll take this layup right here.
51-37. It looked like a layup, Jovan knocking that down. You heard the highlight before. Chris Clyburn flying in for a dunk. Some of the action on the offensive end that the Rebels showed last night against Dakota Wesleyan. Game against New Mexico Highlands, another exhibition game on Friday, and then a week from Friday, South Alabama at the Thomas & Mack to open the regular season. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies from Bailiwick, this beautiful new gastropub, opens November the 10th here at the Orleans Hotel Casino. All right, coach, time to talk about your boys. We can start with the youngins. We can start with the old guys. Let's start with the old guys.
Yeah, it's always easier to remember those guys. We should start with them since they have the shortest amount of time with us anyway. So
two seniors.
Do we want to stop? Because that's pretty impressive.
That
right
is.
There.
That is.
He's a good player, isn't he?
Yeah.
Baez.
Baez is off the charts. And let me tell you, these guys jumping out on him like this, this is in Cleveland too, right?
Yeah, it's in Cleveland.
Woo, man.
Yeah, so 4-1 Cubbies, by the way.
Yeah, and if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know.
All right, so
Chris
my
Jones,
guys.
Chris Jones, yeah. Uche, Ufebu.
Ufebu, yes. Let's start with Uche.
All right.
Okay. You know, that was a very interesting recruitment process in the sense that I probably talked to 20 people to get him done.
Is that right?
I'm telling you, man, I talked to his mom, his, I mean, everybody, sister, brothers. He has 48 brothers, I think. I talked to every brother.
Man.
I talked to people overseas. It was like, thank God for WhatsApp. I mean, it was like, holy smokes. We had, and every conversation was intense. It wasn't like,
right.
You know, hey, thanks for calling. It was like, man. Okay, so what are you guys going to do on offense, and how do you see him playing within that system? I was battle tested after that recruit, let me tell you. But there was so much love in his family, and this was such a big decision for him based on the fact that he had already been to two schools, not one.
Okay.
So he needed to find, you know, he started at SMU, went to San Francisco, University of San Francisco, and then ended up with us after that coaching change there. To have a kid this solid, you know, John, Robert, I tell you, man, it is such a blessing because he's been through the fires and he's had different coaches, different programs.
Mm-hmm.
And I really embraced him because of the way he's embraced me. And he's told me some things, you know, behind closed doors, not to knock
right.
the other programs,
right.
but he's told me some things that are different between us, our staff, and the other programs where he's been that have really touched me, you know, because it makes, you know, it just kind of reaffirms that you're doing things the right,
right
way.
Right.
So, with that being said, you know, both he and Christian Jones, our two fifth-year seniors, are always going to hold a special place in my heart because of the fact that in their final year,
mm-hmm.
you know, in their final chapter, they said yes to Las Vegas. They said yes to the Menzies family, and that's special, man.
It
you
is.
Know, I don't care how
it
long
is.
A guy's with you. When a guy's at the end of the road and he says, okay. When they had choices.
Right.
I mean, they
right.
had, well, both of them had a plethora of schools they could have went to. And to say yes to us with all of this unknown
mm-hmm.
out there shows a lot about them buying in and trusting their gut and their heart. And so I'm very, very pleased to have both those guys on board. A little more detail as I get emotional when I talk about my guys. I love what I do. They are why I do what I do. So I do get a little, you know, philosophical when I talk about the players, but I think that's one of the reasons I'm successful because I care you know, a lot about these kids. So, but getting back to Uche, you know, Uche brings a lot to the table based on his versatility, his experience. You know, he could play the two, the three. He could actually even play some four
mm-hmm.
for us in certain spurts. Last night would have been a great opportunity to slide him over to the four,
right.
to be quite honest.
Yep.
But, you know, I didn't choose to go small, because Christian hung in there and didn't foul out or
right,
get in foul trouble.
Right.
And then Uche did. So if Uche wouldn't, he ended up with four at one point. Just when I was thinking about sliding him over there
uh-huh.
and giving Chris a break, he ended up getting that fourth foul. So
yeah, right under the basket.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. So, but, you know, he's a kid who I thought pressed the envelope a little bit last night, you know, trying to maybe do a little bit too much and you know, being anxious and trying to hit the ground running, as you say. But he knew it. Like, we did film today, and we had a film session, a long film session today, both defensively and offensively. And he was one of the most vocal kids. I don't allow film sessions where we get in there and the coaches yell at him, and it's quite typical in Division I basketball where the coaches let out their frustration and at the expense of the player's education,
right,
you know.
Right.
I'm rhyming a lot tonight, huh?
I like it.
I said natural flow from back in South Central LA.
Right? There you go, yeah.
Don't get me started. I will bust out one.
I like it.
I guarantee
like it.
You, Chris, you mark my words, before said and done, I will give you the coolest rap by any head coach in the history of Division I basketball.
Well,
but it ain't happening tonight. So
gotta work
so
on
just
it.
Relax a
you
little
think
bit.
You'd be better than
Chris
Hank.
Chris got excited. He was over there clapping.
Right,
his
right.
You'll
right,
you,
right.
you rap better than Hank Iba did.
Yeah. Well, easy. Hello. So, but you know. Anyway, moving on. It's only an hour show. I better get on to the
we're
next
good,
player.
We're good. You just freestyle all you want. Go
ahead. So, you know, moving on from Uche to
Chris.
Christian. You know, Christian is a guy who his grandma had to co-sign it. Once she co-signed it, we were good. I'm great with grandmas. So that one was an easy recruit in the sense that, you know, I knew once I had her done, we were locked and loaded. So, but Christian was another one who had a lot of valuable minutes and experience in the Big East, playing at St. John's, and had the opportunity here, which is what he saw. He saw the opportunity because of our depleted roster and knew that as long as he got co-signed by not just his grandmother but his people that knew me and so forth, which is what he did. And they, you know, spoke highly of us and what we have done here previously or at New Mexico State, to be honest. And then that was it. We met, we talked, we had a really great visit on the official visit, and he said yes as well. Chris is one of those guys, as you see his physicality, he's a man's man. You know, he's soft-spoken. And they say, hey Chris, you'll appreciate this. John, Robert, listen to this line right here. Real G's, they don't say much.
That's right.
That's Chris Jones, bro. Hey, real G's don't talk much, bro. That's gangster for those of you who don't know. He just kind of, you know, goes about his business, dunks on you, blocks you out, hits you, puts you on the floor, helps you up, just, man, like, he's like,
let you feel it every
play. He's one of those dudes I like to coach.
There you go.
So we needed that toughness right away.
Absolutely.
You know, obviously coming into a situation where you don't want to just go get all freshmen. You need a couple guys that
some experience.
Yeah, experience and some guys that can hit the ground running and help us be competitive early.
And those two certainly will, and certainly bring that experience and that leadership. Yep. Which, Robert, you know how important that is. When you got a whole new group.
You got to have leadership in anything you do.
Take another break. We'll come back and start talking about some of the younger guys, including Chris Clyburn, who showed so well last night. Fans, remember that Boyd Gaming, our hosts here at Bailiwick, all about rodeo, NASCAR, and entertainment. Visit BoydEvents.com. Back with more Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick here inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
There's a company out there dedicated to renewable energy for Nevada. A company utilizing 40 solar, wind, geothermal, and other projects across the state, adding jobs and providing enough clean energy to power 750,000 homes at once. So just who is this company providing so much renewable energy for Nevada? Well, you might be surprised. It's NV Energy.
Hi, John Barr here. If you're looking for a Toyota, why not look where you'll find the largest selection? Whether you're looking for a new vehicle, a certified pre-owned vehicle, or a used vehicle, you'll find the greatest selection of Findlay Toyota. We have new 2017 models arriving daily, and of course, everything is priced to sell fast. Cars, trucks, SUVs, hybrids, you'll find them all right here. I'm John Barr, and remember,
we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Thank you for calling Born and Raised.
Hi, are you going to be showing the Rebel game today?
Of course. We're the official home of the Rebels on the road.
Great. What are your specials?
Enjoy $3 Coors Lights, $4 Blue Moons, $18 Coors Light Towers, and a Best of Las Vegas award-winning menu. Between our 160-inch projection screen and TVs throughout the bar and patio, you won't miss a play from any seat at Born and Raised. Just don't forget to wear your Rebel red.
And you're on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, right?
Yep, and a second location now open in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
This is Chris Kroger, host of College Sports Now on TuneIn. Every Monday through Friday from 10 to noon Eastern, it's the college sports show for college sports fans. We'll keep you in the know all season long, coast to coast, with great guests. From the coaches who design the plays to the players who make them, and our insiders break down everything from practices all the way to the title game. From our insiders to your input, we've got you covered. College Sports Now, Monday through Friday, 10 until noon Eastern on TuneIn.
Poisoned inbound baseline right side. In the corner to Green, open for a three. Terrell catches, shoots, and makes.
You're tuned into the Marvin Menzies Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Presented by Findlay Toyota. Alongside the coach, here's Robert Smith and John Sandler.
Martin, dribbling out top. Martin in the lane, gets the ball left side to Kramer. Kramer has his pass tipped and stolen by Clyburn. Clyburn down the lane, slam dunk!
Well, I tell you what, he's had his hands on a few of those passes and missed a couple that he could have had as well.
69-57, under 14 to go. That was Chris Clyburn.
Smooth.
Doing what he did. And, Robert, you said smooth indeed. Chris had a great game, a double-double with 22 and 11 and a couple of spectacular steals and dunks in the basketball game. And John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies talking Runner Rebel basketball. The Rebels coming off the victory over Dakota Wesleyan in the exhibition game, playing New Mexico Highlands on Friday. Another exhibition game at the Thomas and Mack starting at 7 o'clock. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with Runner Rebel warm-up. But, Coach, we're going through the roster, and
yep.
Chris is right next there on the list. And, boy, did he was as advertised and better last night.
You know what? He is I'll be honest with you. You know, in this business, It's like most businesses, they're about relationships. And if you're in sales, if you're in, you know, you're selling homes or you're selling whatever you're selling, a lot of your sales come through, you know, your product being good and get your references and so forth. So it's relationships. And it's interesting when you look at Chris Clyburn, Jovan Mooring, and Larry Bush. Even though he's a walk-on, Larry Bush, all three of those guys came to me via relationships. Chris Clyburn was a guy who I got a call on. I had never seen Chris play other than film. When I got hired, it was after the, as you know, after the recruiting period where I could physically go out and see guys. So I had to do it off of film. And I like what I saw, obviously, but
a lot of people don't know that.
Oh,
that because of when you were hired, you couldn't go out and recruit guys for this year.
Could not physically go out and see a player play. And that's tough.
Yeah.
Just remember that on our first loss. That is tough. but thank God for film and video, you know, The technology today is amazing. You know, I don't want to digress, but it's we have had great evaluations on the guys that we've taken, but it took a lot of time because you got to sort through a lot of film to really see different things like how they react on the bench to
right.
their body language, their you know, mannerisms in terms of the reactions to the coach. I mean, all that stuff you got to try to, you know, you could pick up off on person, but
right.
but on film, they don't always, you can't always see that. So you got to watch more film to get evaluation. I literally average probably, and I'm not saying this to like say, hey, look at me, I'm working hard because I'm blessed, but I'm telling you, man, and you know, John, I probably slept on 3 hours maybe average that first month.
Man.
Nobody could get to you. No, I mean,
listen to me. It was a grind.
No
and
doubt.
I'm still grinding, but it's a different kind of grind now, obviously.
Yeah.
But you talk about Chris Clyburn and what he brings to the table. That was me watching film and just going, holy smokes, this kid is special.
Right.
Like, why is he still available?
Right, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I didn't even get it. And then I realized there were guys that were recruiting him for 2-3 years. But relationships, someone said, hey, you know, this is my guy. I love Marv. He's going to treat you like family. Once you're in his life, you're going to be in his life for the rest of your life, you know. And I had done well with the coaches, you know, previous guys. So I was just really blessed, you know, to be able to bring him in. And then when you look at Jovan, it's the same kind of situation. I got a call. Somebody says, hey, this kid's still available. I couldn't believe it. Now, his was a little bit different because he had some things he had to accomplish academically. He was on pace and he was on track. But other guys had to, you know, other schools had to pull triggers on their guys.
Yeah.
And so he was still kind of – we were lucky on him, to be honest. And Jovan played point guard in high school, but didn't – he was a scoring guard in college.
Okay.
So Robert, his situation was different. As you know, you were a point – guard,
right,
and that's a different training.
Oh yeah,
totally. He didn't have that, so he's in training still
okay.
with us, you know. And then you look at him, and then actually Larry Bush, guys don't know this, you know, John. You know he did not play point guard.
No.
Yeah, he was a two guard as well.
Bush was.
Yeah, is and everybody right? thinks he was a point guard
point.
Because of his size,
right,
you know,
right,
diminutive in his frame and so forth. But it, you know, we got two guys of those three JC guys of Chris and Jovan and Larry, you know, Larry and Javon are point guards in training still.
Right.
so we've got our job cut out for us in the point guard position. But Jalen played well last night. We'll talk about him in a moment. But we're really, really happy to bring those guys there.
We will talk about Jalen. We will talk about some of the other returners and the freshmen when we come back. Take one more break. Fans, remember the MGM Resorts International, proud to sponsor the Teacher of the Game, an awards program designed to honor outstanding Clark County school teachers. A longtime supporter of public education, MGM Resorts congratulates this year's honorees and wishes the Runner Rebels a winning season. Back with more of the Marvin Menzies radio show from Bailiwick, this beautiful new gastropub inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
With the new Contour Sports app from Cox, you can watch a game live and track multiple games at once, all right there on your TV. Gone are the days of watching one game while repeatedly having to check the scores of another game on your phone. The sports app is part of the new Contour from Cox. Hurry to a Cox Solutions store or visit cox.com/contour to learn more. It's cable TV reimagined to get you right to the good stuff.
Hi, Runnin' Rebel fans. John Sandler here for UPN. Your customers want more from your business. You've got to make more happen, whether they're in Las Vegas or on the other side of the world. Globally or locally, UPS is building solutions to help businesses give their customers exactly what they want. More. Made easy. UPS, official logistics company of UNLV Athletics.
Getting more than you bargained for is great. So getting AAA for just $56 a year with road service, including battery service, that's a bargain mixed with a deal inside a Total Steal. Join today and get a Rebels roadside flashlight. Visit a AAA branch, call 1-800-JOIN-AAA, or go to AAA.com/Rebels. Offer good through December 31st, 2016. One per household while supplies last. Certain restrictions apply.
You couldn't miss that wedding, birthday party, or whatever event you felt obligated to attend. So you missed the game. And more importantly, the game program. Not to worry. IMGproducts.net has got you covered with official programs and yearbooks from many of the nation's top schools, plus conference and NCAA championships. Visit our new IMGproducts.net website to browse the hundreds of publications available. IMGproducts.net. We've got you covered.
Gives it out to Poyser. As Poyser drives, Poyser underneath.
Whoa.
Slam dunk!
Whoa. Jalen said, hey, if you're going to give me this much space, I'm just going to throw it down on you.
Welcome back to the Marvin Menzies Show, presented by Findlay Toyota. Here again with the coach, Robert Smith and John Sandler.
Back here at Bailiwick. What a great place this is going to be. Opens November the 10th here at the Orleans Hotel Casino. As I said, looks like a bar could be in the hippest part of L.A. or San Francisco or New York. It's awesome looking. By the way, 5-1 Cubs,
man,
in the bottom of the fifth inning.
They're putting up some numbers.
Crazy.
How about that? All right, we're talking roster. We went through the JC guys. We went through the grad transfers, the seniors. Coach, you got six freshmen that you had to get. And you went out and got without having the visits. And you've got a tremendous assortment of talent, size, skill amongst those freshmen.
No doubt. We actually were fortunate with three of the guys, Troy, Shekna, and George had the opportunity. And Ben, actually, all had the opportunity to visit campus. Now, Jalen and Zion did not, but to get those guys locked up without true courting, you know, over a period of time, because again, you got to realize, you know, probably next to who you pick for a wife, for your lifetime spouse, you know, is your college decision. You know what I mean? It really kind of sets you off on a path of what direction, you know, things are going to go. It's a big decision. So to be able to enter their decision-making process so late and still be able to get them to say yes to Las Vegas and yes to UNLV was a huge coup, I think, that we pulled off, especially with the level of upside. You look at Troy Baxter and his upside.
Right.
Shekna Dembale, who people have not seen yet. Huge upside. I've said this more than once, that I think Shekna is an NBA player in the making. Now, is he going to be a one and done? No. But at some point, he will play on an NBA roster. If not, you have my word, I quit.
Coach Johnson says he's buying an NBA team in 5 years.
Basically, yes, you know. But you look at him and those two, Troy and Schechter, just off of physicality and athleticism, you go, gosh, dog it. Yeah. What great pieces of clay to work with, you know.
Just real quick, Schechter, mm-hmm. When do we have a chance to see him? Maybe not Friday in the exhibition game. Do we have a chance
to see him? I think this will be the first time I announce it based on the fact that it is, well, it's my show, like you said.
Do whatever you want.
Right.
Let's just say we won't see him Friday, and there's a low probability of seeing him even next week. But we will see him soon.
Okay.
And you'll be pleased. You'll be pleased. He is a phenomenal person, even probably a better person than he is a player, which is saying a lot because I think he's going to play in the league. So, and then you look at the other guys. Not to be remiss and not mention the guys like Zion Morgan, who I think can really guard the ball and has a big upside. You know, all these guys are freshmen, are going to have a learning curve, obviously, like most freshmen across the country. But even George A. You know, is a guy. You know, and I know his first letter is a D. But you do pronounce it George A.
Slivanchinen.
Just that's it. Very good. You've been practicing. I'd like to see that pronunciation guide you use over there in your media guide. That was impressive. But George A. is another one of our freshmen who I think has a huge upside. But's got some things, you know, obviously he needs to work on. Yeah. And he's figuring it out. I love it when a guy's too hard on himself.
Yeah.
That's one of his weaknesses.
Well, he impressed me last night coming out, shooting, getting some extra shots up. You know, a lot of guys will think
after the game. Yeah. Well, he's definitely locked into self-development and understands that he has a passion and desire to contribute. He gets a little upset with himself when he doesn't help the team. Mm-hmm. And he felt like I think he only played 2 or 3 minutes, but he felt like he let the team down because he didn't do well in those 2-3 minutes. Right. I sat with him today in the office for about 20 minutes and just talked about the process and engaging and understanding and trusting the process. Yeah. And he's going to be fine. Ben Cope is another one that didn't get on the floor that I deliberately, in the last, there was a few minutes, I want to say 4 or 5 minutes of the game where, you know, I wanted to get him in the first half. And, heck, I'll be honest with you, Westland was playing so well, I just didn't have the opportunity. So, but I had planned in my rotation to get him minutes because he's improved a great deal just from the first time we got him till today. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to play him, and it was one of those things where, you know, at the end of the game, we got what I call winning time, the last 4 minutes,
right?
And it was just, you know what, I'm gonna let him go ahead and sit this one out because he didn't play the whole game. Now, had he played in the first minute, I would have went ahead and got him in.
Right.
But obviously, there was some. I think it was the last 2 minutes or so. I could have put him in the game, but I told him, you know, tonight I said, listen, BC, I got you. Just trust me, bro. Mm-hmm. You trust me because I trust you,
right.
And we're gonna be fine. He's a kid who I think is people are gonna be very, very surprised that. Well, why didn't Coach play him earlier? Well, because I'm getting him ready.
Right.
And he's getting himself ready. And he's doing all the things. We got to get him bigger and stronger, but he'll help us out down the road for sure. And then Jalen Blue, who's another walk-on like Larry, are both guys that are really engaged, great teammates. They all love those guys. And I think Jalen's a guy that when we have situations in games where I put him in, people are going to – he's going to play great for two or three minutes, and everybody's going to go,
play more!
Yeah, why doesn't he start? I don't get it.
That never happens. We got to take one more break, but I know there's a very special group of guys, three guys that you want to talk about, the guys who stayed. And I want to give you an opportunity to do that. So let's take this break,
come back, and
finish up talking about those guys. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
For up-to-date breaking news on your UNLV Rebels, there's no better source than UNLVRebels.com, the official website of UNLV Athletics. UNLVRebels.com provides detailed content and results on all your favorite Rebel teams. with innovative photos, live game and coaches show broadcasts, and in-depth interviews about your Rebels, UNLVRebels.com is your complete online source for sports news when you just have to know. Go to the source. Go to UNLVRebels.com.
This is Chris Kroger, host of College Sports Now on TuneIn. Every Monday through Friday from 10 to noon Eastern, it's the college sports show for college sports fans. We'll keep you in the know all season long, coast to coast, with great guests. From the coaches who design the plays to the players who make them. And our insiders break down everything from practices all the way to the title game. From our insiders to your input, we've got you covered. College Sports Now, Monday through Friday, 10 until noon Eastern on TuneIn.
Hi, I'm Britney Spears. I've had the pleasure of singing all over this great nation, but today I'm lending my voice to the 15 million kids in America struggling with hunger. Every year, billions of pounds of excess food go to waste, while 1 in 5 children may be left without enough food for a meal. But it doesn't have to be this way. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks helps to get food to families in need. Visit feedingamerica.org to learn how you can help. Together we can solve hunger. Together we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling about the 2-bedroom apartment you advertised. Is it still available?
Sure.
Great.
Unless you're black or Latino or disabled.
Housing discrimination is rarely this obvious, but it's just as real and just as illegal. So if you hear things like,
I can't assign you a handicapped parking space.
That could be housing discrimination. And the only way to stop it is to report it so we can investigate it. Visit hud.gov/fairhousing or call HUD's Housing Discrimination Hotline at 1-800-669-9777. A message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
All right, back here, our final segment. Unfortunately, a short one, but a very important one, because we're talking about the roster. John Sandler, Robert Smith, head coach Marvin Menzies, and three guys, coach, who stayed.
My guys, the loyal Rebel running players. These three guys, Jalen, Tyrell, and Dwayne. Let me tell you, when I got the job, as you know, John, it was late in the process, yep. And I sat with these guys. Derek was gone, Pat was gone, Ben was on the way out. I mean, and it was just literally a way for me to figure out who I was going to have. And I sat with those three, and each one, and we're going to talk about them more next week.
Absolutely.
But I got to tell you, from the outside looking in, to stay in the situation that they stayed in was a true commitment to the city and the university.
That's right.
Before even me. And I'll elaborate on them later, but I will tell you, those three are guys that have embraced me from day one. I've embraced them, and we're all on the same page.
That's great to hear. That's going to do it for us tonight. Remember, Friday night, New Mexico Highlands at the Thomas and Mack, 7 o'clock, 6:30, Run a Rebel warm-up. Our next Marvin Menzies show is next Tuesday night here. Tuesday night at 6 o'clock right here at Bailiwick. Want to thank everybody here. Thanks to Randy back in our IMG studios. Chris, Robert, for Coach. This is John saying thanks for listening. Talk to you Friday night from the Thomas and Mack.
You've been listening to the Marvin Menzies Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. We'll do anything to sell you a car. Tune in each week for more insight into your running Rebels. The Marvin Menzies Show is also brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located at the 215 in South Rainbow, MGM Resorts International, a proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, and Teacher of the Game, Findlay Acura, the new definition of luxury. NV Energy, proud sponsor of the Governor's Series, because we're fans too. And by Findlay Volkswagen Henderson and Findlay North Volkswagen Centennial Hills. The Marvin Menzies Show is an exclusive presentation of IMG, America's home for college sports.